know that Buckingham Palace was built by slaves?
I don't know.
And the White House.
The White House, yes.
There's built the White House, and Buckingham Palace was built by off the backs of the money and that was made and stolen from Africa and the Caribbean. And then they had, then they built the palace, and nobody got reparation, neither Africa nor the Caribbean. And I think that right now, a lot of the Caribbean islands are thinking of, like we would say in the Caribbean, done in a way with the monarchy.
Yes, a lot of people are doing that.
He wrote one about Jamaica too, actually. And he says shame on Jamaica because of Jamaica holding the 12 days of mourning.
Yeah.
when the actual monarchy only held 10.
Right.
Jamaica had 12. So, you know, he was being attacked all over for this particular, you know. He's going back in history, and he's saying, well, why are people attacking me when
it's the truth.
All this went on? It's the truth, you know. It's in the history books, and why is he being attacked, you know, right now? So, and why should he mourn and cry and carry on when this has happened for his people, you know? So, he has another one here called Guilty, because after he wrote that poem and he got such a backlash, he wrote another poem called Guilty. Okay. And it says, I've been accused, I've been abused, I've suffered several attacks, sometimes by people who held me up, and I secured their backs. Sometimes by total strangers, sometimes by family, sometimes by folk, no joke, who see me wrongly as their enemy. But in this present disposition, they came on vicious and mean. They want me to apologize for what I wrote about the Queen. My dear friend, David Comisong said, Gabby, this is a fact. Your words may not be seen as an ordinary man, but those of a diplomat. A fact that's worth considering. He further said to me, our country and Great Britain relationships are friendly. Plus, the Queen is a figurehead leader, and at the very best, some of the things she is accused of do not rest on her chest. Quite diplomatic language spoken by a true friend. Yet I stand as an artist who won't budge or bend. I speak not as a diplomat, I swear by God to that, but as a Bajan citizen wearing this artistic hat. Pray tell me, friends and family, am I not entitled to that? Under Queen Elizabeth II of England, we have suffered greatly under colonization. It is a cop-out to say that she was not responsible for Caribbean children starving. She's not innocent. She's noble. She possesses mega portions of personal, humongous wealth. Not one effort was made by her to secure our health. She wielded tremendous power and influence as well. There is no way that she can avoid going straight to hell. When Tony Blair and company did declare war on poor Iraq, she never issued a statement advising them to pull back. In fact, quite the opposite seems to be the case. What this British queen did next is nothing but a disgrace. He brought the world great trauma. It filled the globe with fright. For killing 1 million Iraqi children, Lizzie made him a knight. So tell Admiral and Ronnie, my cuz Hinsley and Olu, no apology is coming from the artist you know who. And for that guy you wait, a failure at politics, tell him we don't fall for cheap publicity, grandstanding and semantics. I stand with the vast majority of people around the world, not with a wicked monarch. No, no, she's not our girl. Let fools say it's bad timing, tasteless and out of place. Undiplomatic, harsh and erratic, I throw mud on Liz's face. Let idiots say it's heartless, inappropriate at this time. We won't buy their rhetoric, their bitter sour line. For which time is right to carry the fight against a family whose sordid record sits in accord with savage brutality, and whose recently deceased matriarch is not innocent Lizzie, but a perpetrator, a relentless murderer, who has been tried and found guilty. Written by September 17, 2022, from 7:01 to 7:47 by the Honorable Anthony Yaberts, as he's called, Carter, also ambassador, cultural ambassador for Barbados, and Chief Awali.
We'll see. So, you know, all these things, I don't know. Who am I? I really don't know too much about them, and I don't want to get into it because everybody have their opinion, similar to how everybody have their opinion on the COVID. You know, I know this dendrologist friend of mine, and I haven't heard him for a while. And when I called, he was one of them who was totally against taking his vaccines. I remember going there, and he would say, "Hey, Carr, you're an idiot, right? This is just to make money for whatever." He ended up getting the COVID, and the wife is saying it looks like the long term one. So I'm saying why I brought that up is because everybody has their own opinion. They're murderers who ran governments in Africa, who murdered their own. Up to this day, still doing that. Nobody says anything, you know. So anyhow, I'm sorry he's not here because I would have loved to have spoken with him and see what he's saying and get some of his facts. Because
I hope that
check the news. I'm a news junkie. I watch all three channels every evening.
I watch CBS, everything, ABC, and I watch CNN, all the YouTube channels. And I'm not crossing you, scratch. I must say, he is not the only one. I'm sure that's
there's lots of them. Lots of them.
I receive a lot of YouTube videos that normally I wouldn't go searching for. But since her death, you know, a lot of things seems to be coming out that even I, at my age, didn't know. You know, I didn't know these things, a lot of these things actually happened until, you know, because let's face it, in the Caribbean, we are not taught the negatives about the monarchy. We're taught
there's lots of that.
Positive, and everything is good, and candy is sweet, and that's it, you know. But now that she has passed, a lot of the negativity is coming out. And I was saying, if we were taught the real British history, this wouldn't shock so many people.
Well, this is it. Anyway, I got to go because the Soca people is texting me here now. They want to hear Soca.
So I'm hoping that maybe next week we can see if we
I don't think so because next week I'm totally booked. Booked. For the next 3 weeks. Next week, I'm having a singer on with me that a lot of Jamaicans think it's, would not know, but they know her music. She's a Jamaican, but she started her career in good old New York City. For the next 3 weeks, I'll be featuring some artists like that. That's going to surprise a lot of people. All right?
Yeah.
And this lady's name is Mary Isaacs. You can Google it. So we got to go. Okay. It's now 9 minutes past. And yes, sir, I will. That's from one of my Soca listeners. So until next week, sorry that the man didn't turn up, but we will, get hold of him.
I think what happened too, he probably overbooked himself, because there's so many. He was on the radio, the TV, internationally, all over they were having him on, when this thing all up in the same England, they were interviewing him on, Yeah. So maybe whoever was booking him probably overbooked.
All right, so we got to go.
At the same time.
I got to go. All right, take care, my dear.
And thanks for joining us anyhow.
Yeah, those
Bye.
Of you.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. Okay.
I'm going to close the Zoom, so I'll talk to you ladies. We could do a thing, now you enter, I want soca. She say I'm full of energy, so come let we party. Girls are feeling corrupt tonight, come and jump me and make me feel alright. I'm party fever, I'm a sucker for soca. Till morning, clothes are feeling so rough tonight.
Let this sweet soca music play. Tomorrow is another day. If you're feeling happy like me, together we will party all night.
Don't try and stop me. 90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Yes, Mr. Nicholas, you make me dance. Oh, God. I too old for this thing, I guess. Me and this soca business, yeah, it not easy. Turning by the pages of time. Of course, none other than Mr. DJ Nicholas, and he told me, stay away from the bar. Will that young lady call me now if you're listening, please? I know I told you 25, but let me see if I can get you in here now. This would be nice. Telling us about food. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Keep it locked. Want to say hello to Richie B all the way in Toronto, Canada. Moving his thing across the nation. Jamusa. All the way in South Florida. Yes, Jamusa, may I come? Just now hold your breath. Want to say a pleasant good afternoon to Tony. Tony. Yes, Tony. I thought it was my brother at first. I wish that young lady would call me now. We could get on together at the moment. Yeah, you know, seriously speaking, while I'm waiting for this young lady, is I just don't figure what is happening in the islands.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
I'm going to bring it back a little bit and thing, you know what I mean? See if I can get this young lady on with me. She just called me a while ago, and I told her, give me a couple of minutes because the people want to hear the music. So it's now 23. Call me now. Miss Effie, call me. My name is Howard Carr, just in case you're wondering. I've been doing this thing at this particular station. There she goes. Always, when it comes to a phone, you tell a woman to call you. Why am I not getting... I know the phone want to give me problems. Hello. She hung up. Okay, I guess she won't be calling me.
90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I could hear you a little bit louder.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Just a minute. Let me turn up my gadgets here.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. So what you had to tell me?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say hi, Stretch. I want to thank you very much for all the years you have offered the service to our community.
Thank you.
You have been a pillar in our community, and we are grateful to that. So thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. So what's up later?
Well, what's happened is that we are having the chicken and seafood fundraiser next week at the Jamaican Association.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, and we're doing that because we want to raise funds and bring those proceeds towards the young families of Montreal and greater region, and also especially the seniors too, because a lot of time in our community, seniors and young family are not looked upon and they're forgotten.
That's true.
Yeah, so this is what we're trying to do, and we're just hoping that everybody will come out and help with this fundraiser, because at the end of the day, we're a community, so we must stick together so that the community can grow together and achieve something great.
You know, one of the questions I want to ask, you know, when there's an association or whatever it is that says they're having funding drive to raise funds, How clear is it? How can someone say how much money you made? Or
well, of course. Once you're a member with us, right? We want to do is have transparency with our association because a lot of times
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of times associations, you know, they don't really give you that type of information, and we want to make sure that transparency is there for everybody to see. And this is the reason why we'll be sending out quarterly reports to our members so they can see where the money's going towards and how we are using it, because that's the important thing. We don't want people to think that money's coming in and disappearing. Yeah. We definitely don't want to do that. We want to show where it is going towards. And like I said, it goes towards the seniors, young families, the youth. This is what we are trying to achieve, and that's where we're trying to put it towards. So very transparency good. Is key word for us.
And the association is?
The StarCan Cultural Caribbean Association.
All right. And if I say want to donate $5 or $50, how would I go about it without coming to the party?
Of course. Well, there's many ways you can reach out to us. You can reach out to us through our email, which is starcanmontreal@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us directly at 514-998-STAR. So that's 514-998-7827. So you can reach out to us in those manners. Very soon we'll have our website coming up. So that way people can go on and you can be able to donate that manner also. And if you want, you can just come out to our chicken and seafood fundraiser next week, which will be next Sunday, October 2nd, between 2 and 6 p.m. at the Jamaican Association in the Noel Alexander Banquet Hall, which we have to thank graciously the Jamaican Association for helping us out with that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. One of the things is, it just slipped my thought. I was thinking, chicken and seafood.
Yes. I'm telling you, the menu is going to be intense. I really hope you guys are ready, because the type of food that we have ready for you guys is going to be phenomenal. We have chicken, jerk chicken, barbecue fried, fresh lobster, and we are grateful, because if it wasn't for Chef X from One Stop Caribbean and Owen, the seafood man, we wouldn't be able to do this. So we have those two on board. They're going to be catering to us these amazing platters.
Right.
And we also have a bake sale too, and fresh juice. So if you want a dessert or you want your juice, it's going to be there.
Good. And say the person can't be there, but he would love to have a seafood dinner and chicken. Could they order it or something?
Of course. We deliver. So once they just call us or email us, and once they get their ticket, we can deliver. We will work it out with them, to the location, and that will be taken care of, because not everybody has a vehicle.
No.
We want to make sure everybody is able to participate as they would like to.
Good. Thank you, my dear. And one last time, the address, the email address, and the address of where it's taking place.
And, of course.
And let the people know how they can reach you guys.
All right. So once again, it will be next Sunday, October 2nd, between 2 and 6 p.m. at the Jamaican Association at 4065 Jean Talon West, inside the Noel Alexander Banquet Hall. And you can reach us at starcanmontreal@gmail.com or 514-998-STAR. So everybody, come and join us, and let's help together put this community in a better place.
Sounds good to me. I thank
all
you.
Right. No problem. Thank you also, sir.
All right. Have a blessed afternoon. All right.
Same to you. Same all to right. you.
Seafood, folks. I don't know about the name, but me love my seafood. All right, so we're ready again. So why we not play? Once again, CKUT 90.3 FM, seafood next week at Jamaica Association. 90.3 FM. Are we that, you know? I want to say many thanks to Mr. Nicholas for playing the oldies so that the old man can dance and go on like him at 18 still. Listen, I just whine one cheek at a time, okay? The double cheek day is done. So, what's happening? Boy, may I tell you something, you know, man? It's hard to bring this up in the middle of the soca, but I can't really grasp what is happening in our islands, you know. Not just one, most of them. Everybody a gunman or one thing. Chuh. Nah, say nothing, yeah, sir. Shut my mouth. Mm. By the way, we interviewed Boom Boom Time and I interviewed Oliver. Look around on the internet, you're going to see. He was extremely funny. That man was born funny. You know what I mean? Just talking, just looking at him, you want to laugh. So look around, you'll see Boom Boom Time and West Indian Rhythms talking with Oliver. Okay, Mr. Nicholas, put me back to the bar now. I'm ready. You ready? Ain't not ready when me ready, you know, but when me not ready, that's when him ready. And then all are we ready and we not ready. You know what I mean? Don't forget, next week, Saturday, at 4:30, I'll be speaking to, where's my glasses? Glasses. This should be a good interview. So, I can't find my glasses, you know. You know what? The next break, I'll tell you all about it. But it's interesting. 4:30 to 5, and then 5:45 to 15 minutes.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
6:15. I'll be having my singing. Ah, yes. Thank you, sir. Ah, yes. Anybody remember who this was? When this band come on Montreal and mash it up, you know. Who can call me right now and tell me which band is this? Who can tell me the name of the singer?
So they can plan an invasion to create their own atmosphere. The big plan was to invade a party. Right there, they planned the strategy to capture the territory. Moving to achieve their goal. They had planned in combat style. When they got there, the soldiers went wild, 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 wild. They singing,
no, 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 no. 3 o'clock in the morning, Soca Village. What?
We hyper credit the mind of the tongue and blow up the city. No, no,
we ain't going home.
We are leaving. No, no, we ain't going home. We are leaving tonight.
God.
Lord. Hi. Watch it.
We ain't going home.
Musicians running for cover, the DJ looking for shelter from the women in battle. Yeah, let us go find no place to hide. Bootlegs trying to go outside. Party soldiers go everywhere. A major took over from the DJ, instructing everyone to say to comply with what she said.
Here we go. Here we go. Lord of his mercies. It's approximately 2:45 in the morning at Soca Village. And nobody now go home. Nobody. Yes, sir. There's just that fuss now, you know. No care who I get it, but as long as you get. Mr. Winston Soso, rest in peace, brother. Next week, what they're going to have also along with the jerk chicken, calamari, shrimp, lobster, combo plate. That may I look for. San Nicolas.
Listen, last day jamming inside the band, me and a grand and two man.
This is the inspector, all the way from Grenada.
Tired and sleepy, she said, let's go home, Specky. Up the stove and see me,
boy.
And she telling me, get up and eat. I said, darling, I don't feeling hungry. She get back and start explaining to me. Yeah, she. Let me tell you that, inspector.
Me eating better.
Make yourself at home, young fella.
Me eating better.
Don't worry about the pepper. Oh, no.
Me eating better.
Your teeth must be sharp as ever.
Me eating better.
Bend down. Right on.
And eat.
No pause.
And eat.
Easy as.
Eat it.
Just squeeze.
God Rhythm Boy. Mr. So-So.
FM West Indian Rhythms 90.3 FM.
Me telling about this youth when him get mad, you know. He just make me want dance. And I just want to big up my sister in who says, "My goodness, I am having a good time dancing here. The good old days, the music nice." I don't know if she want me to mention her name, so I won't, but the listeners are loving it, you know. And that's what CKUT is all about, folks. You support and we give. All right, we continue the ride.
Rockin' the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. Hey, in the mix.
Okay. Let's go.
This goes out to the cute lady that I remembered, Decimania. I hope I got it right. Dance. When you see her in Soca Village, she danced all night. Remember those days to my friend. On somebody daughter.
KUT 90.3 FM.
like a son. Hey. So when you see me, don't bother me. I live in me. Life, I try to do what's right. So when you see me, don't bother me. I live in me. Life, but this old talk people.
Party night.
Fresh in the mix.
Mix of DJ Nicholas. I'm telling you, if he's not the best, he's one of the best in this city. And nothing but good news coming out of Ontario when I talk to some of these guys. Right about now, I'm looking for my little friend. Stormy weather. Stormy, there. Hi. Hello. Let me turn down the music. You're a big promoter. Know me here, you know.
Yes.
So you're promoting big dance and thing.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what you're promoting.
I want you to come out October 14th to Black and Pretty.
Black and Pretty?
Yeah.
Wow, I think I could manage that.
I want you to come to West End, 7419, Harley.
Oh, yes. Nice little location, yes.
And there's a lot of surprises. On the bill would be DJ Nicholas, Master J, and Maddie.
Wow. Three top DJs you got there, girl.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened there?
Yeah.
What are you wearing for that night? It's your birthday, right?
Yes, and I'm going to be 19.
19?
Yeah.
You're an old one. What are you going to be wearing, man? I got to know so I can outdo you. Any gold? Any silver?
Green. Green dress.
Oh, a green dress. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That sounds good to me, and we will see about that.
Just to let everyone know, we come out early because doors open at 8.
Somebody definitely not listening to this program, but is calling me. I'm on the air. Sorry about that, my dear. Yes, as come out early, stay late.
Come out early because the door is open at 8.
All right. Any last words you want to?